Dale Robertson, Oklahoman.
Yeah. Dale was early on with us on the Stars and Stripes show. I respect and appreciate Dale so much because he was a great actor and certainly a celebrity here in Oklahoma. And for him to stay in Oklahoma, it means a lot to me. I mean, I know that some people have to move out to continue their work, but Dale stayed around, and God bless him. I don't know how he's doing these days, but not really well, but my prayers are with him.
Out of these Stars and Stripes shows, you developed the Stars and Stripes Park.
Yes.
Talk to us about that and the plazas and pavilion.
Well, I thought there was a lot of land space around Lake Hefner as it is today and has been expanded by restaurants and so forth. But this particular area, I was driving down there maybe 50 yards from the water, and my car got stuck in the mud and didn't have any cell phone, so I walked all the way home, and it was quite a little trek. But that was the beginning of it, seeing this land available. So I went to Mayor, not Ron Norick, but Jim Norick at the time.
That would have been his father.
That would have been his father. He's still living. He was instrumental in getting these people at the city to say no because it would pollute the water, and they throw trash in it and get into the water. But I credit him with getting through that with the Water Resources Board, and we start raising money, and we had playground equipment, which later. But we raised enough money to have fantastic equipment and picnic benches. We put a pavilion up. We call it the Bob Hope Pavilion. There's a statue out there now. You see the brass because everybody rubs his nose. Red Skelton came in for it. We had a great experience out there at Bob Hope. The 50 state flags are around the plaza out there. It's a great success, and today the Public Parks Department in Oklahoma City are remodeling and fixing it up after all these years in a first-class way, so I'm real pleased with that.
Eisenhower Plaza?
Eisenhower Plaza is, which contains the 50 flags around the plaza, and as you walk in, there is a little bust statue of Eisenhower and about 20 quotations from Eisenhower of great patriotic expressions, and of other people, too, I should say.
Did you ever meet President Eisenhower?
I did not. Met Nixon, Reagan, and Ford.
Tell us about the meeting with Nixon here in Oklahoma. Was he here?
Yeah, I was at the airport. You heard about the Stars and Stripes show, and he came in, and I went out there with a friend of mine, Bob Hoover, and we went out, and we met him in this holding room that they have and had our picture taken with him.
Ronald Reagan, you met him.
Yes. I met him at the broadcasters meeting, John, in Vegas. It's when somebody ran up on the stairs up to the podium, scared us all to death. I was sitting there with Ed Gaylord and several of us. He, in his own calm way, just kind of ducked and moved back, let the Secret Service take its place. But I met him there, and then he came in, as I think I mentioned, for the Olympic Festival. Before he went to the Olympic Festival, we had him at the Cowboy Museum at the time. Had picture-taking opportunities there so he could view this great museum here. And then we flew a chopper, and Herman Miner's chopper, down along with Bob Hope to the track and field to come on across to the Owen Stadium. So, obviously, I greatly admire that president and enjoyed that meeting.